صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مناقب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the virtues and merits of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. الإمام أحمد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال, you don't have this in the page, but just to give you the introduction for this, what is the reason for that. Imam Ahmad reported, he's exactly musnad, عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال, أقبلت يهود إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في المدينة. Group of يهود came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Medina. قالوا يا أبا القاسم, that's the nickname for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا أبا القاسم, إنا نسألك عن خمسة أشياء. We'll ask you about five things. لا يعلمها إلا نبي. Nobody knows about these five except the Prophet. They want to examine the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإن أنبأتنا بها, and if you tell us, if you give us the answer about these five questions, we'll follow you. We'll believe that you are a prophet. They know he is a prophet. They know for sure he is a prophet, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, الذين آتيناه, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان, الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم. Those whom we give the scriptures, they know that he is the truth from their lords. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون. هذه سورة البقرة. Those whom we give the scriptures, the book, the Torah, the Injil, يعرفونه, they know him, they know Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah confirmed in the Quran, as they know their own children. Brother Famud, if you have 12 children, are you going to know every single child of them, or you confuse? So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed in the book of Allah that they know him as they know their own children. وإن فريقا منهم لا يكتمون الحق, but a group from them, they conceal the truth. وهم يعلمون, وهم يعلمون, while they know, while they know. So the group of Yahud, they came to the Prophet ﷺ, they told, we ask about five things. Nobody knows the answer except a prophet. If you answer us, we're going to follow you. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم سألوني فأخذ منهم ما أخذه على إسرائيل على بني. And he took a statement from them as يعقوب, Jacob. He took it over his children. What they said, the children of Israel, children of Yaqub, قالوا الله على ما نقول وكيل. They said, الله على ما نقول وكيل. Allah is, so سبحانه وتعالى. They said, Allah is upon what we say is an agent. So Israeli took a statement from his children. Same thing the Prophet said, I will take a statement from you as Israel, Yaqub, took it upon his children. First question they ask, قالوا أخبرنا عن علامة النبوة. Tell us about the sign of the prophethood. What is the sign of the prophethood? The Nabi, sign of the Nabi. علامة, this is a sign in the نبوة. قال تنام عيناه ولا ينام قلبه. The Prophet ﷺ answered them, Subhanallah, he said, his eyes is sleeping, but his heart never sleep. That is the Prophet ﷺ. What does that mean? What does that mean? The vigilance of his heart during his sleeping, while his eyes is like not is sleeping. The Prophet ﷺ, while is exactly he sleeping, his eyes only sleep, but his heart is not sleeping. He could figure out what's around him, what's going on around him. And this is actually show you the hadith, the evidence of Sahih al-Bukhari from Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, to confirm his word to that when he answered the Yahud. The first one in the chapter, Bab kana al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tanamu aynahu wa la yanamu qalbahu. Hadith al-Bukhari عن أبي سلمة ابن عبد الرحمن أنه سأل عائشة رضي الله عنها كيف كانت صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في رمضان، قالت ما كان يزيد في رمضان ولا غيره على 11 ركعة، يصلي 4 ركعات فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن، ثم يصلي 4 فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن، ثم يصلي 3 فقلت يا رسول الله تنام قبل أن توتر، قال تنام عيني ولا ينام قلبي. تفضل.
Chapter 1. The eyes of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to sleep, but his heart used not to sleep. Narrated by Abu Salama bin Abdul Rahman. This hadith can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari, number 3005.
No, where are you going?
Is it this one?
Let me see. Yeah, but you don't go for the witr, the salah.
This one. Is it this one?
This one here. No. Yeah. This one here. You go this one here.
I know, but is it this hadith?
Yes, this hadith. Repeat it again, please.
The eyes of the Prophet used to sleep, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his heart used not to sleep. Narrated by Abu Salama bin Abdul Rahman. That he asked Aisha, how is the prayer of Allah's Messenger وسلم, in the months of Ramadan? She replied, he used not to pray more than 11 rakah, whether in Ramadan or in any other month.
Hold a second, Ya Sheikh Hassan. He used to pray, that means Salat al-Tarawih, Qiyam al-Layl. Either in Ramadan or after Ramadan, he never pray more than 11 rakah. That's why sometimes when I say 11 rak'ah, people they say, why you don't make it 23? It's fine. But I am sticking to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. How many rak'ah he used to pray? 11. Like, what here? How is he used to pray? She replied.
He used to offer 4 rak'ah, let alone the beauty and length. Then 4 rak'ah, let alone the beauty and length. Afterwards, he would offer 3 rak'ah. I said, O Allah's Messenger ﷺ, do you go to bed before offering the witr prayer? He said, my eyes sleep, but my heart does not sleep.
Yeah, brother Fahmoud, my eyes what?
Sleep
by my heart what? Does not sleep. So what we learn from this hadith first, that the Prophet ﷺ in Ramadan or after Ramadan, he never pray more than 11 rak'ah per night. But the Umm al-Mu'mineen, she said 4 rak'ah, and don't ask about how beautiful this 4 rak'ah. The 4 rak'ah, how he used to make the 4 rak'ah? 2, he makes salam, another 2, he makes salam, the 4 rak'ah. Therefore, in Ramadan, we take like 4 rak'ah, then we take a rest, because Taraweeh mean you pray and you take a rest. But some of the imam, they don't have no knowledge. They got the people 23 rak'ah, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, no break. Ya akhi, arhamuk Allah. The Prophet ﷺ here, he pray for rak'ah. Umm al-Mu'mineen, he pray for rak'ah. How is he pray? 2 and 2. Because qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatul layl, mathna mathna. Praying on the night is 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. He did not pray for rak'ah together. So when he said for rak'ah, that's mean he finished for rak'ah. That's mean 2 and 2 and he finish. He take a break. Then he did it again. He do it again. Another 4 rak'ah. And don't ask how is this beautiful rak'ah. Then he prayed 3 rak'ah together. The three rak'ah either, the ulama said, either he pray two and he makes salam, that's called shafa'a. And then he pray a single rak'ah, called witr. Or he pray the three rak'ah together, no break in the middle. One, the first one, fatiha and surah. Second one, fatiha and surah. He did not make the witr like Maghrib. He did not sit in the in between, in the middle. Then he stood up for rak'ah number three, and he prayed fatiha and surah. Three rak'ah together. He never makes the witr like Maghrib. Like what Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said. Abu Hanifa, he said that ijtihad from Abu Hanifa. But indeed, the Prophet ﷺ, he prayed the three rak'ah together. Then Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, you sleeping without praying the witr. Is that what you have? Yani hadith say, you sleep without praying. Qala tanamu ayni ya Aisha. My eyes is sleeping, but my heart not sleeping. That's called the vigilance of his heart during his sleeping. Sheikh Hassan gonna ask him a question today. He told me, how come he forgot in the Salah? You know, the Prophet ﷺ, he makes sahu. One day he prays Salat al-Asr, he makes it two rak'ah. And he makes salam. فَقَامَ رَجُلُ الْأَمَانِ His name is Zulyadaini in the masjid. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَقُصِرَتِ الصَّلَاةِ أَمْ سَهَوْتِ O Messenger of Allah, did you shorten the Salah or you forgot? Look at the answer from the Prophet ﷺ said, I did not shorten, I did not forget. Who's behind him? Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda never ever looked direct to the eye of the Prophet ﷺ, but his eyes all the time in the floor for respect. But who's behind, exactly next to him? Al-Faruq Umar. Qala ya Umar, asallaytu al-asra itnata. He's not sure. Did I pray the Asr two rak'ah? He said, yes, na'am, ya Rasulullah. That's why Zulyadain, radiallahu anhu, arda, he said, you shortened the Salah or you forgot, ya Rasulullah? He questioned him. Then the Prophet said, I did not shorten, I did not forget. Then when Umar, he told him, yes, you pray the Asr two rak'ah, he said, stand up. And he stand up and he repeat, he bring additional two rak'ah to complete the four rak'ah because he was resident. He's not a traveler in Medina. And the Asr should be how many rak'ah? Four. Then what happened after that? After he finished, before he finished the salam, he make two additional sujood sahw. The number of the Sahaba قالوا حتى أنت يا رسول الله تسهو. Even you, Messenger of Allah, you forgot. He said, yes. Allah made me to forget. To what? لِأُشَرِّعَ لَكُمْ To give you a rule. Without this action, you're going to make it by your own. You're going to make it by your own. You're going to make it by your own. Everybody going to make it different. But this is the rule. Allah made his Messenger to forget in the Salah to give you what? To guide you. How you correct your Salah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Sheikh Hassan, he asked me, still keep asking me the questions. How come he said in this hadith, my eyes is sleeping, but my heart never sleep? Why he forget the salah? The ulama, I will tell you exactly what the ulama said. From what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singled out his prophets. The vigilance of his heart during sleeping. They open a question. How we make tafsir for that? Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah, one of the great book, tafsir Imam al-Bukhari. قال القلب قد يحدث له السهو في اليقظة لمصلحة التشريع. وإن يقظة القلب أثناء النوم لا تعني إدراك كل شيء من حوله. Translations. The heart may happen to him in the event of the vigilance in the interest of legalizations. Allah made him to forget in the Salat for what? For the event of legalizations. And the vigilance of the heart during sleep does not mean being aware of everything around it. That's their tafsir. But the first alama, the first sign, he's a prophet. He's what? His eyes what?
Sleeping
while his heart what? Not sleeping. That is the first one, inshallah ta'ala. Let's we go for the second questions. The Yahud asked him, or he could be single Yahud from Yahud, or a group of Yahud. It's two different nations. They ask him about bab bayan sifat mani rajul wal mar'a wa anna al walad makhluq min ma'ihima. Let me read the hadith, the second hadith in the chapter, inshallah ta'ala. That's the second question they ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith, Thawban mawla rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam haddathahu. قال كنت قائما عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاء حبر من أحبار اليهود فقال السلام عليك يا محمد فدفعته دفعة كاد يصرخ منها فقال لم تدفعني فقلت ألا تقول يا رسول الله فقال اليهودي إنما ندعوه باسمه الذي سماه به أهله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن اسمي محمد الذي سماني به أهلي فقال اليهودي جئت لأسألك. Just give me translation for this part.
Okay. Chapter 2, description of the flute of the man and the woman. The child is created from the water, both of them. Thawban, the freed slave of the Messenger of Allah, said, while I was standing beside the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the rabbis of the Jews came and said, peace be upon you, O Muhammad. I pushed him back with a push that was going to fall. Upon this he said, why do you push me? I said, why don't you say, O Messenger of Allah? The Jew said, we call him by the name by which he was named by his family. The Messenger of Allah said, my name is Muhammad, with which I was named by my family. The Jew said, I have come to ask you something. The Messenger of Allah said, should that thing be of any benefit to you if I tell you that? He, the Jews, said, I will lend my ears to it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew a line with the help of the stick that he had with him and then said, ask whatever you like.
Hold it. So the Yahudi came to examine. They have the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Torah. He came to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a question. Thawbani said, I push him. And he almost gonna scream because he said, "Qala salamu alayka ya Muhammad." He did not say, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." Then he told him, actually, he's Rasulullah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam humbly answered him, my name is Muhammad. Because the Yahudi said, we call him as his family called him, Muhammad. We don't believe Rasulullah. They don't believe he's Rasulullah, you remember. Then after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took evidence from him. If I tell you the truth and I answer you, are you going to follow? He said, I will hear. I will take it in my considerations. I still have 4 minutes, inshallah, and to finish. طيب. Then exactly the hadith continued. فَقَالَ الْيَهُودِيِّ إنما ندعوه باسمه الذي سماه به أهلي فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن اسمي محمد الذي سماني به أهلي فقال اليهودي جئت أسألك فقال له صلى الله عليه وسلم هينفعك شيء حدثتك قال أسمع بأذني فنكت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعود معه فقال سل فقال اليهودي أين يكون الناس يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هم في الظلمة دون الجسر.
Thereupon the Jews said, where would the human beings be on the day when the earth would change into another earth and the heavens too would change into other heavens? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they would be in darkness beside the bridge. He, the Jew, again said, who amongst people would be the first to cross this bridge? He said, they would be the poor amongst the refugees.
Hold it. So the first thing they ask him about, where the people were being before actually that is the day, is they were there in the zulma, in darkness. Where is that? That's mean Hayat al-Barzakh. In the upgraded life after life, they will be, we are in the zulma, we are in darkness, we don't know yet. You understand? So he start to ask, who is the first one passing this bridge? He said, Fuqara al-Muhajirin. The poor of the Muhajirin, they were the first people to pass or to cross the bridge. You know, between the hellfire and the heaven, there is a bridge.
The Sirat bridge.
Yes, huh?
Sirat.
Not the Sirat. That is the bridge. The bridge, actually, if everybody feel comfort, I'm going to the Jannah. At the end of the bridge will it be Qantara. There is a small bridge. Everybody will be charged. That is called the bridge of Mazalim. Mazalim, it's mean Allah forgive you in everything except what you offered for the other people. What did you do during your life for the other people? I may find Sheikh Hassan meet me. Yeah, Sheikh Mustafa, you lied to me one day. Then Allah will ask Sheikh Hassan, how I satisfy you, my servant, today? Sheikh Hassan, he said, I need half a million good deeds from Sheikh Mustafa. Then Allah will order the angel to take 500,000 in order to satisfy Sheikh Hassan and to give him in his good deeds. Somebody, for example, stole money. Allah will ask him, oh my servant, how I satisfied you today? He said, I need from him, he stole me. How I satisfy? I need a 1 million good deed. Allah will order the angel to take a 1 million good deed and give it to that person, the one who have been oppressed in his life. So the first people will pass the bridge, al-muhajirun. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أول من يدخل الجنة, the first people will enter the paradise, هو أنا ومعي فقراء المؤمنون. In general, he said, I and the poor of my ummah will enter the paradise first. Subhanallah. That's actually, we're stopping this until we continue the hadith tomorrow. I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, to help us to understand the Islam, inshallah. Barakallahu
fikum. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته